This is JimPinto.com, e-news number 306, 21st of September 2012. This e-news is read by Jim's text-to-speech robot, McJimbo, or McJimbot, if you prefer. As usual, there are 5 items and 3 feedbacks in this issue of e-news. Item 1. JimPinto.com e-news returns after 3 months sabbatical. Many have noticed that my e-news has had a long sabbatical. Thank you to many who have inquired via Facebook, Twitter and email. I've been away during the summer holidays, on 2 European river cruises. First starting in Bruges, Belgium and then the Netherlands, down the Mosel and Rhine rivers through Germany, Luxembourg, France, Strasbourg, and ending in Basel, Switzerland. We then took a train, we love European train travel, to Salzburg, birthplace of Mozart, and Budapest, to board another cruise on the Danube, going through Vienna and ending up in Nuremberg. Wow, what a trip! River cruising is a lot better than big cruise ships. The time away, totally about 2 months, has helped me inestimably. I'm back to the enjoyable things in my life, refreshed and rejuvenated in mind and spirit. I'm happy, healthy and feel blessed. Many regular JimPinto.com website visitors will have noticed that, after 10 years, I stopped the automation company weblogs. The consistent negativity was getting me down, and I'm happy I stopped. Some cynics actually wondered if I'd been bought off, while most others wrote with positive support and understanding. I must tell you, I did consider giving up on e-news. But, I'm a writer. As my friend Jack Grenard said, a writer cannot not write. So, I've decided to continue to write the irregular and irreverent JimPinto.com e-news. But, the tone and flavor will change. It won't focus much on automation business commentary. So, those who've signed up for automation company news may not wish to stay on the list. For those, please send me a simple email with, remove from e-news, in the subject line or text. I'll continue to write my monthly column for Automation World. I've been doing that for about 10 years now and I've witnessed the magazine's emergence to U.S. leadership in the automation business. Founder and editorial director Gary Minchell feeds me with ideas and I enjoy his regular demands to come up with original, challenging editorial. Your regular feedback is gratifying, thank you. Being a technology futurist remains my primary avocation, so you'll read more of my prognostications. In addition, I'll include commentary on societal trends, I'll avoid politics, and global economic shifts, related to futures. And anything else I can sniff out, wherever my nose leads. In addition to my writing, I do an occasional consulting gig with people or companies I like. Plus my regular speaking engagements which often generate enjoyable world travel. Hey! If your company needs an entertaining and motivating speaker for your sales meeting or industry gathering, please get in touch. Your regular feedback energizes me. Please email jim@jimpinto.com. Item 2. The Swarm and the Pyramid. The Swarm and the Pyramid, these two organization models are competing to shape the future. Understanding the shifts explains a lot about what's been happening in the first decades of the new century. The pyramid is the traditional, top-down hierarchical social structure, with leaders and followers. A small elite sets policy and directs large specialized groups of workers and suppliers. In history, emperors and kings were at the top of the power pyramid. Today it's presidents. Theocratic pyramids were organized around the idea of divinely inspired order. Popes, cardinals and bishops ruled. In the 19th and 20th centuries, industrialization reinforced the power of the pyramid. It was very effective and relatively efficient. In the 21st century, the pyramid continues to dominate, though despotic rulers and religious hierarchies are starting to topple. The swarm is built on the individual self-organizing through technology, resulting in swarming behavior, similar to bees. It is organized bottom-up with like-minded individuals based on common interests. The swarm depends on effective communications tools like Twitter, Facebook and internet blogs. It experiments, fails and grows by learning quickly. Examples are Wikipedia, WikiLeaks, flash mobs, software communities, activist online groups like Anonymous. The swarm model is effective with rapid experimentation and innovation. It supports the expressive needs of the fast-expanding creative class, is extremely agile and learns quickly. But its weaknesses include fracturing over interpretation of ideas, and it is very dependent on fast and effective communications, and lacks the focus of determined leaders. In the first part of the 21st century, the battle lines are drawn. The swarm attempts to overwhelm the pyramid by coordinated assaults through disobedience and disruption. It attracts new members by criticizing the actions of pyramid leaders and leverages the creative strengths of its members to outmaneuver pyramid leadership. The swarm attempts to eliminate or reorganize the pyramid, but then fragments with no defined leadership or governing structure. These concepts explain the Arab Spring and many similar political rebellions in the Middle East and elsewhere. They also illustrate the weaknesses of pyramid-based organizations when high-level defects are hidden with secrecy. Item 3. Tomorrow's World. Dr. Michio Kaku, 65, is a well-known futurist who has hosted several TV specials for BBC TV, the Discovery Channel, and the Science Channel. Here are some of Dr. Kaku's thoughts and predictions. Every 18 months, computer power doubles, Moore's Law, so in 8 years, a microchip will cost only a penny. Instead of one chip inside a desktop, we'll all have millions of chips in cars, appliances, clothes. By 2020, the word computer will have vanished from the English language, everything will be smart. In Kaku's latest book, Physics of the Future, he predicts driverless cars by 2020 and synthetic organs by 2030. DNA chips inside toilets will sample blood and urine and report cancer, maybe 10 years before a tumor forms. Artificially intelligent doctors will appear on the wall when needed. The body will be scanned with a handheld MRI machine, which will analyze the results to provide a diagnosis that is 99% accurate. In this augmented reality, blink and go online will change everything. Students will look up the answers to tests while taking them. Actors will read from their scripts while performing on stage. Foreigners will translate their conversations instantly. And speech makers will never need teleprompters. These gadgets seem decades away, but Kaku insists that they are coming very, very fast. Propelled by advances in nanotechnology, artificial intelligence and biotech, the world will become a fully globalized civilization by 2100. Kaku predicts that the planetary language would be English, and the internet will be the planetary telephone system. The European Union and big trading blocks will be the planetary economy. The Olympics will be the planetary sports. Item 4. Book, Need, Speed, Greed. Over the years, many of my writings and speeches have stressed that productivity has now become a global race. It's a fierce, head-to-head competition between regions and nations for the single reason that it is the source of wealth, the key to improvements in living standards. Those who can make things cheaper, faster, better, win. Vijay Vaithiswaran is an award-winning correspondent for The Economist. His new book, Need, Speed, Greed, is worth reading. Globalization and Googleization have kicked off the first phase of profound innovation revolution, with developments like the web, social networking, 24/7 connectivity, and global markets. But the benefits of all this progress have not trickled down to everyone. The elites in the US and Europe and other parts of the world are enjoying the advances while the middle class in America and elsewhere are not getting wealthier. In the midst of the advances, they're stuck with declining lifestyles. Cheap China is fading and innovative China is emerging. In an effort to leapfrog the country to the cutting edge of innovation, the Chinese government is investing tens of billions of dollars into science and engineering research and education, and lavishing tax breaks and subsidies on technology firms and clusters. China's rise will come at America's expense, unless something is done. America and other developed economies must react quickly to stay on top in the 21st century's ideas economy. Sadly, political infighting is ignoring this reality. Even during economic recessions, America must invest in things like education, smart infrastructure and research. These are the essential enablers of longer-term innovation, productivity, and higher economic growth. This book inspires and empowers people to improve their lives, their work, and even the world. Read it. Item 5. Personal growth and success. How does an individual get paid in the stolid management environment of large automation companies? The usual path to personal advancement is to switch jobs, moving to higher management levels and competitors, and perhaps finally achieving a VP-level position. But, beyond the titles and salary increments, it's seldom worth the effort. If you want to be on the fast track, my advice is to start your own company, or become part of a founding group with significant equity participation. No big company can match the money you can potentially make as an owner. A successful startup requires a well-developed business plan. Don't go it alone. The best results come with founders who have complementary skills, marketing, sales, engineering, and operations. The primary aim is to find growing customer needs and satisfy them profitably. With a little bit of luck and a lot of hard work, your company will grow profitably, be acquired, and the founders will become millionaires. No big company can match that. It worked for me. Hey, if you fail, you can always retire to the safety of a cubicle in a large corporation. As usual, there are three feedbacks in this issue of eNews. Feedback 1. Gregory Hale, editor of ISS Source, the premier security newsletter, responds to the e-feedback from Gian Veal. He writes, "There is an undeclared cyberware being waged. We have heard about quite a few cases of governments engaged in technical jousting. I will say, however, that Stuxnet was not created by President Obama. It originated with the Bush administration. Stuxnet had its true origin in the waning moments of George W. Bush's presidency in 2009. After Bush left office, President Obama accelerated the program. This attack proved what everyone in the security end of the industry has known for years. Companies, be they utilities or any form of critical infrastructure, had better get involved in creating a solid, in-depth defense position, because they are vulnerable." Feedback 2. Bob Fritz, an investor and entrepreneur, discusses careers in automation over the years. Says Bob, "When I entered the automation business around 1970, computerized process control was a real growth industry. So what's my advice now? If you want a pretty good middle-class life and are good at math, get an engineering degree and go work for an automation company. If you really want to be an innovator, try to find a small company with a worthwhile niche market. If you want to be an entrepreneur, get a medical education and invent some device or procedure. If you want to be a millionaire, learn about finance, make a lot of good connections, and go to Wall Street. But most importantly, do whatever it is that you think is fun." Feedback 3. George Morgan comments on our discussions about education. George writes, "Your comments about college degrees losing value was right on. I see some of the roots of the problem on the consumer side. Often the parents of a potential college student were not college graduates, and have no clue about which degrees can pay off and which can't. This is compounded by high school counselors who really have no clue on what to advise. While liberal arts are popular, what is needed is a really good liberal arts education, not a collection of soft courses that do not train a student to think. Too many of the degrees awarded are in areas where there are no jobs." Well, that's this issue of eNews. Please send us your feedback. Send your email to jim@jimpinto.com. Thank you for listening.